Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord so much for tonight. We give him all the praise. We worship his holy name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalm 103:13. It says, like us a father pitieth us. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Hallelujah. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So the Lord has mercy on them that fear him. So the Lord has compassion on them that fear him. Hallelujah. So I think those of us who have children, you will understand it better. But the Bible is saying that just as a father has pity on his children, so does the Lord has pity on those of us who fear him. Hallelujah. And that quickly sends my mind. Is it the book of Peter where the apostle Peter talked about the fact that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a holy nation. He says that we are God's own special people. When we further down, it says that's 1 Peter 2:9. When we further down, it says that we in times past have not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. Hallelujah. So that is why Lamentations 3:22 talks about the fact that the mercies of God, they are new every morning. Hallelujah. Because we have come to a place where Father chosen to show us mercy perpetually and endlessly because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. The Bible in the book of Romans, it says that he who did not spare his son, Jesus Christ, but freely gave him up for us, how shall he not together with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. So by what Jesus did, it has ensured that what the Father had always wanted to do, had always wanted to show humanity, has now been fully and completely established. That is what to show us mercy perpetually. Hallelujah. Mercy. That's why the book of Hebrews chapter 4:14-16 talks about the fact that we should come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that we may find grace and obtain mercy to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Because the mercy is already there. It is a constant over there. And it is because of what transpired between Jesus and the Father. Hallelujah. And so we can rejoice in Father's mercy. Hallelujah. We can, in fact, let's take 1 minute and thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. You just want to lift up your voice and thank God for his everlasting love and his mercy, which cannot be depleted in your life, nor in my life. In the name of your Father, we thank you for your mercy. I give you praise. I thank you for showing me mercy, O God. Father, for me, O God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, for your mercy, In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even before we read the message, it has already been provided. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we are using our English tenses, it's not going to be able to fit well, because before you need it, it has already been provided. Hallelujah. Before you need it, talking about the future happening, a path has already occurred. So the mercy is already there waiting for you. It's not so that we will live haphazardly or do as we please, but it's to ensure that we can boldly enjoy our walk with the Father. Hallelujah. Not being bothered about hindrances and encumbrances that will stand in the way and think, oh, am I going to do this to anger him or not? But you see, the songwriter said that God is rich in love and he is slow to anger. Hallelujah. And he even vowed that he will be merciful, said that I'll be merciful unto the assist and I will be angry with them no more. Hallelujah. Because you see, on the cross, all the anger of God was poured out upon Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you see, God is not, the anger of God is not even resting upon the unbelievers. His love is yearning out with an outstretched hand for them. Hallelujah. Because, you see, remember what John said. He said that when he saw Jesus, he said that the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. So by Jesus' coming and his finished work, all the anger of God that ever existed against humanity, when we backtrack to the book of Genesis, the Bible said that God saw that all the intent of the heart of man was wicked. Hallelujah. He said that my spirit will not contend with man any longer. Hallelujah. God, he looked at everything that was running through the heart of man. He said that all his imagination, they were wicked. Hallelujah. And so he was just waiting for the fullness of time to come so that Jesus Christ will be born and then he will come and execute what has always been his eternal plan. Hallelujah. That is the means by which he will deliver man from that state of depravity. So God is not angry with you, nor is he going to ever get angry with you. Hallelujah. But I wanted to remind somebody that God is busy thinking about you. Hallelujah. God is busy thinking about you, even in these times and seasons. Hallelujah. Because with everything going on, it is very easy to lose sight of certain truths. Hallelujah. And certain realities that we have as children of God. And before I go any further, I just want to remind us all again that we never cease be children in the eyes of God. By children, I don't mean by in relation to our maturity, but the fact that we are children born by God. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that of his own will, he begat us by the word of truth. Hallelujah. And one songwriter has a song, I don't know, I think it's Rebos or something. It says, you will always be a child in my eyes. Hallelujah. So regardless of how old we get and the responsibilities that come with the lives that we are leading, we never cease to be children in God's eyes. Hallelujah. By that, I mean, we never cease to be the people towards whom he considers as being his responsibility and making sure that everything in our lives is going as he has planned. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I want us to look at some scripture along those lines, and we'll go further down that train of thought. The book of Psalm, chapter number 8, verse 4. Psalm 8, verse 4. And I'm reading from the easy-to-read version. It says, and I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? Hallelujah. Why do you care so much about... So, now, there's a lot of befores in my statement. Please bear with me. Before we go any further, please note, is it to get the full benefit out of the word of God, we need to be able to identify with it. That is what the book of Hebrews talks about. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, it talks about the fact that the word that was preached to the children of Israel of old, it did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. Hallelujah. So we don't want to consider the word of God in generic terms. For example, he's saying that, why are people so important to you? Yes. So in a broader scheme of things, every human being is important to God. That is, and when we are considering sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the way that you have come to know Jesus through the gospel, it is mandated that, or it behoves upon us that we also share it with the people of the world, because even just because of this scripture, which says that everybody is important to God. Hallelujah. But you see, for the purposes of tonight, you want to insert yourself in that scripture. Hallelujah. I say that why are people so important to you? You are also part of the group of or the collection of people. Hallelujah. So that this word will become effective and very beneficial to you if you're able to identify with it as a personal something. Hallelujah. So he's asking that why do you even care so much about, and if you're a human, yes, you can insert yourself there. Why does God care so much about you on the line? So it is invariably telling us that God cares so much about you. Hallelujah. He says that why do you even notice them? There is no wailing or crying or sigh that you make that God doesn't. How do you know this? He says that even one of the sparrows does not fall without your heavenly Father knowing. The sparrows. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus went further to us, are you not more valuable than many sparrows?
Lord, he says, we are.
If even just one, hallelujah, if even just one falls, God notices. And he goes, are you not more than many? So it means you are way, 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 way more valuable than many. So it means God notices you. One, you are very important to him. Two, he thinks about you and he cares so much. That's the part that I just cannot get up. Say that, why do you care so much about these people called human beings? Hallelujah. Why do you care so much about them? And we need to establish that, and it needs to be settled in our hearts and in our minds. We need to meditate upon it till it becomes a part of our reasoning, like our subconscious reasoning, that God cares so much about you. Hallelujah. And even in this time and season, hallelujah, because there is so much anxiety and there is so much uneasiness in the hearts of almost everybody, so many people, hallelujah. And diverging a little bit into what the COVID-19 and everything going on, and the way it looked as if everything was coming, and then now the it comes up again and everything is going haywire again, and then your heart begins to throb, and the anxiety and the fear and all that kind of stuff is going on. But even in the middle of all that, you want to know this truth, that God cares so much about you. Hallelujah. So meaning in this COVID-19, hallelujah, you are not in it by yourself. Hallelujah. He is busy still working on his plan for you. Hallelujah. And that brings about or brings the scripture in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verse 11, where he says that I alone know the thoughts. Let's quickly go there and read it. And it's a very popular scripture. Jeremiah 29, we say that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. And this word is still true in this season. Hallelujah. But one thing struck me. Why will God say that I have plans not to harm you? By the time God is saying that he has planned not to harm you, it means that it sometimes crosses our minds, hallelujah, that with everything going on, probably, and also with some wrong teachings and misinterpretation of the scripture and wrong understanding we might have, it means that people can come to the place where we are tempted to think that God is out to harm us, hallelujah, but He comes to reiterate and emphasize that his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us. Hallelujah. And Amen. We have already established previously that this prosperity has to do with us making excellent strides in God's plans and purposes for us. Hallelujah. Not just in monetary terms. Hallelujah. Which also Jesus said that as we seek the kingdom of heaven, all these other things shall be added unto us. So it means our physical needs are also on his mind. Hallelujah. He says, why do you even think about them? If you are thinking about it, God is also thinking about it. Hallelujah. Your financial well-being is also on the mind of God. And just something to chip in to prove this to us. When Jesus rose up from the dead and the Peter and the other had gone fishing, the Bible said that he when they got to where Jesus was on the seashore, he had grilled fish with his resurrected body. Hallelujah. So he even resurrected Jesus knew that the people would still eat fish. Hallelujah. So he grilled fish for them to come and eat. Hallelujah. So just to make us know that it is not just about spirit in quote. Hallelujah. Every part of your being, God is concerned about it. God cares deeply. God cares so much about it. Hallelujah. But that being said, he said in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, he said that my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Let's quickly read that scripture too. Isaiah chapter number, and look at a few things over there. Isaiah chapter number 55, verse 8. We'll read through verse 12. See that, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without making it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. I will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which it was sent. 12 says that, you'll come back to 12, but I'll just read it for now. 12 says that you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The verse talks about the fact that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and he tries to explain it to us that just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And we are talking about how to maintain our peace. Hallelujah. The peace that God gave us, the peace that Jesus gave us, even in these times, in this chaotic time, with everything going haywire and so much uncertainty and fear and people losing their jobs and then schools being shut down and it's like so much distress and so much confusion and all that. How we can maintain that peace? God is saying that his ways are higher than our ways. And then right after saying that, he goes to talk about his word. Hallelujah. He says that as the rain and the snow, so is his word. So then, although his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, just as the heavens are above the earth, the means by which we can come to that level of reasoning and resonating at that same mindset, at that same level, at that same thought, is through his word. Hallelujah. He says that just as the rain comes from heaven to water the earth and does not return, so shall his word be. Hallelujah. So in the same way, the word of God, in all the chaos going on, let's look at a scenario with the children of Israel to explain this part. When the children of Israel were about to cross the Red Sea, everybody was crying. Moses cried out to God, and God said, why are you crying to me? Stretch forth your staff towards the Red Sea. You see, at that moment, Moses wasn't crying anymore. The children of Israel were still crying. But Moses wasn't crying anymore. Why? Because he had heard the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God had given him a solution. Hallelujah. So in that particular instance, somebody who doesn't know what Moses has heard and sees him stretching forth his hand will say that this man is going crazy. Hallelujah. The Pharaoh and his army, they are coming for us. There's no way of escape. And look at what you are standing there. Are you a joker or something? Hallelujah. But Moses had received a higher information, a higher knowledge. Hallelujah. And that is the exact same way that in this season the word of God is going to do for us. Hallelujah. It might not be as spectacular in quote as it was in the day of the children of Israel before the Red Sea and all that, but like never before in this time and season, the word of God, I mean, at every point in time, we need to be feeding on the word of God. But you see, in this particular time and season, the word of God, it is more critical and more crucial for us. Hallelujah. So just to bring us to the place where we can keep our minds, hallelujah, our minds steady on God. Well, there's a scripture in the book of Isaiah somewhere, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It says that you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Let's try the Amplified. You will guard him and keep him in perfect peace and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Hallelujah. And the means by which we can keep our mind stayed on God is through the word of God. Hallelujah. That is why in this time and apart from the fact that the word of God, we need it to grow in our walk of faith, for it to enlighten us, to grow in analysis of questions and all that. In this particular scene, it is very critical and crucial for us, every one of us, to be able to keep the peace, hallelujah, to keep the peace within our hearts, within our domain. Just like the scripture says that God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. Hallelujah. The way by which we are going to keep our minds stayed on God, hallelujah, and plug into that higher thought, hallelujah. Because before COVID came, before anything else that is going on now in our individual lives came, God already knew all that, and God already knew the course of action he was going to take. Hallelujah. He's not now scrambling for a way out. Hallelujah. He knew very well that when Moses gets to the Red Sea with the children of Israel, he was going to cause him to stretch forth his hand, and then what? The Red Sea was going to be split into two. The children of Israel were going to walk on dry ground. Hallelujah. He knew very well that when they got to the walls of Jericho, they were going to march around it for 7 days, and on the seventh day, they will praise, and with loud trumpets and shouting, the walls of Jericho was going to come down. He knew already. Hallelujah. And so in this time and season also, God knows already. Hallelujah. Our only responsibility here to maintain the peace that he has already given us is to keep our mind steady on him. Hallelujah. Just as the scripture says. And that we can do by staying constant in fellowship with him through his word. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Through the word of God, we will be able to access that higher thought pattern. That is that his ways are higher than our ways. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the fact that Moses knew the ways of God, while the children of Israel only knew his acts. Hallelujah. And so Moses could be at rest whenever there was any trouble or any issue. Why? Because he was plugged into God's mindset, God's way of thinking. I think it was last week or a couple weeks back, where Professor was talking about how Moses had told the children, the people who came to report that Elder and Midad were also prophesying, and then Moses said that God will love for all his people to be prophets. You see, he knew, he had become acquainted with God's way of thinking. Hallelujah. He had become acquainted with how God reasons and how God thinks. Hallelujah. So that is why, even with that instance where Elder and Midah weren't in the camp, and the children they brought them into the camp, and then they thought that Moses was going to be worried or something, and then he said, are you jealous for me? God would that everyone in Israel was a prophet, you know. So that was just bring to bear the fact that Moses had become so acquainted with God, with the thought pattern of God. Hallelujah. With how he taught. Hallelujah. And that we can come to that place where Romans chapter 12 talks about the fact that we need to renew. We need to transform our minds. Hallelujah. Be transformed by the renewal of our minds. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. And if there's anything that we need most, even in this time, is to stay in constant fellowship with God. Hallelujah. And just as we said, he is busy deeply thinking about us. So hallelujah. He has everything figured out. And just as we also established that we need to come to the place where we plug ourselves in the word of God. That's mix it with your individual faith. What God is saying in the scripture. Hallelujah. How it pertains to your life and how you believe it. As you mix the word with faith, you see, it produces results for you. Hallelujah. Peter talked about the fact that we receive the engrafted word of God. You see, the word of God, which you are able to personally believe, that is what is going to produce results in your life. Hallelujah. Not the word of God which your pastor has believed, not the word of God which your brother or sister in the faith has believed. Yes, what they have believed, and maybe if they stand in intercession to pray with you or pray for you or stand with you on a matter, you have results. But in your life, in your walk of faith, in this time and season, that which will yield results for us is the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God, which you personally has laid a hold of. Hallelujah. Because that's what he said, that he knows the thoughts that he has for you. Even in COVID-19, that word, it has no time bounds. Hallelujah. There is no expiration date on it. Like the stuff you get from the grocery store. The word of God, the Bible says that, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It is not time bound. Hallelujah. From eternity unto eternity, the word is still abide. Jesus said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a jot of my word will fall to the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word of God is our trump card in this season. Hallelujah. As you study the word of God, as you focus on the word of God, as you spend time with the word of God, you know, as you give it attention. The prophet Isaiah said at one place, said that I have set my face like a flint, because in this time and season, there will be so many things that will try to steal your attention, that will try to distract you. Why? Distract you from getting to spend any time in the world, because you know the enemy knows very well that is the way you are going to have your victory. Hallelujah. In whatever circumstance it is, that is the way. By the word of God, that is the way that you see that the just shall live by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. This faith that we have, it is a practical faith. Hallelujah. It's not just a theory or something. Hallelujah. And like never before, we need to put it to use. Hallelujah. We need to see its tangibility, the effect of it, the effectiveness of it. The Bible talks about this in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. It says that by faith this person did that, by faith this person did that. That by faith some received their dead brought back to life. By faith some escaped the edge of the sword. By faith, some shut the mouth of lions. Hallelujah. And I believe very well that when Daniel was, the Bible doesn't say that, but when Daniel was in the lion's den, he wasn't focused on the lion. Hallelujah. His mind was stayed on God. Hallelujah. How? Through his word. Hallelujah. He said that he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God. Daniel was the one who was, he said that they that know their God, they shall walk strong and they shall do expert. How do we get to know God? Through his word. Hallelujah. So this time and see, it is very critical. It shouldn't have been that in the first place. But right now, it is all about us getting to get a hold of the word. Hallelujah. You need to get it for yourself. Hallelujah. He said that in those days, nobody shall say unto the other, know God, for they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. Hallelujah. And he said that you have an anointing that teaches you all things. Hallelujah. All things means all things. How to fare, how to navigate, even in this time and season. as you study the word of God, you see, the word of God will fill your heart and will fill your mind and the joy therein. Let's see what Isaiah, we read a portion of it. We read it earlier. I said we'll come back to it. I'm bringing my message to an end. Isaiah 55 verse 12. Say that after I say, okay, let's take it from the verse. Let me say that so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. What is that? You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Hallelujah. When we have received the word of God, when we have allowed the word of God to do and accomplish that which God sent it to do, hallelujah. And how do we allow the word of God to do that? By receiving it, even as we fellowship with God, even as we fellowship with the word, yielding to what it says, yielding to what it teaches us through the ministry of the Spirit. It says that you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Hallelujah. I say that the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and the trees of the field will clap their hands for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in this season, the someone will say that the fear and the anxiety is real. It is not. So we are not trying to make light of a serious situation. What we are saying that even in the midst of the serious situation, in the midst of the uncertainties, in the midst of the troubles, in the midst of the hardship, God has made a way of escape for you. God has given us a trump card. Hallelujah. And that is his word. Hallelujah. We all don't have to be reading the same thing at the same time. Hallelujah. But just as the scripture says that you have an anointing that teaches God, even as you spend time in the word. Hallelujah. You will marvel. If until now you have been shaking, you have been living in fear and uncertainty, and you just don't know what to do or how to navigate and your life or deal with certain things, as you begin to spend time in the word, hallelujah, just on a daily basis, open the pages of scripture, pray and study, you will see that all that fear will begin to exit. Hallelujah. And it will not be mainly because, I mean, the word of God produces what it talks about, yes. But even before you see a manifestation of whatever thing that the word is saying or you are believing God for, you will see that, you see, this thing that the book of Isaiah 55 verse 12 is talking about, that you will be led for, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. You see, you will see joy and peace beaming within you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Joy from nowhere. Whereas maybe days before, days prior, or which all your joy seemed to have left, and it was just anxiety, thinking about, wow, how is this thing going to happen? How is that going to happen? You see that the joy of the Lord has replaced all that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then peace, the peace of God garrisoning your heart. Hallelujah. You see that, you know, because for some of us, sometimes when you stand to pray, you don't even know what to say in prayer. Hallelujah. But as you study the word of God, you see that the prayer topics will just be flow, will just be bubbling in your spirit like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so even as I bring my message to an end, we just want to pray. First of all, I want to thank God for his word tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank him that he is thinking about us. We want to thank him that he cares so deeply about us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the time that we were so confused, we were thinking that, oh, where is God and all that. I mean, we might have been praying, coming to meetings, church meetings, faith generation meetings, family prayer meetings and all that, but maybe deep within our hearts, we were thinking that, how is God going to show up? Where is God? And all those thoughts were running to our minds, you know? And all these things are the reasons why we need mercy, and God knows these things. And so he has made sure that the mercy is available every morning. Hallelujah. Because God is busy thinking about you, working things out, and you're also somewhere thinking that where is God? Hallelujah. How is it that he has deserted me? Hallelujah. But God can never desert you, hallelujah, because he's dwelling on your inside. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. We want to thank him even for his constant love, his compassion. What is it that as a father pitied his children, so does the Lord pity. Another message that so does the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Hallelujah. And he says that, why are men so important to you? Why do you even think about it? Why do you notice that? Why do you care so much about it? I want to thank you for caring so much about that in the name of Jesus.